1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
For those of you just joining us, Brian Anderson, Bill Schroeder from the TV side of the Brewers games. Gosh, Bill, we found out what Brian did all winter. Let's catch up with you now.
I did a whole lot of nothing. I mean, kids are out of the house. They're all in school. And, it's just...
Are you not repaneling a room or painting something?
Actually tearing the paneling down.
Are you doing a room or are you redoing?
No, I don't do any of that kind of stuff anymore. Yeah. No, I really don't. I mean,
anymore? Did you say anymore?
I used to paint. I never really dabbled into gas and electric too much.
Okay.
I tried a little bit of that when we were in Chandler and the place blew up.
Were you there when the clubhouse blew up in Chandler?
Yeah, I was there. You think I was born like this?
Where were you exactly when the clubhouse went up?
All right. Wasn't this an email question on the web the other day?
It was from Bob.
Yeah, I was actually, you have to weigh in every day. Today, spring training is every day is a weigh-in. So I'm in the training room, and you have to understand the main clubhouse, it's all cinder blocks. It's not like it is today.
I remember it.
Cinder block clubhouse, and it was a plywood roof, which was lucky for everybody. It was plywood. They kind of, underbid the contract, and they did the plywood roof. And
lowest bid gets the job.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, this heater was in the coach's room, and this is brand new complex. And apparently the plumber was bleeding the gas line and didn't have the additive that you can smell the gas, right? I mean, natural gas has no smell. They add this stuff that you can smell it if you're bleeding the line. So the whole clubhouse is filled with this natural gas. And it was a little chilly. It was pitchers and catchers. The main team wasn't in there yet. Am I going too much detail?
No.
You look bored.
No. Trust me.
We're just sleepy.
Trust me, Bill. Anytime a story ends with gigantic explosion, I'm ready for all the details.
Yeah. So, walking out of the clubhouse. I have my back to this area where the heater is, and I'm walking out of there after weighing in. And obviously, you don't weigh in. Early in spring training, you're from Wisconsin, you don't weigh in with all your clothes on. You want to be as light as you can.
So you're nude.
Not really, not completely. But anyway, I'm walking.
Hold on. Imagining, thinking, Bill Schroeder naked. Bill Schroeder naked. Got it.
No, wait. Right. Remember, 25 years ago, it might not be as bad.
Ooh, that is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's much better.
I'm looking for a roommate, Brian. Are you interested?
That's much better.
That's much more better, Mr. Schroeder.
So, all right. So you're just in your jock strap.
You went off on a tangent.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're walking.
Is that what it was?
Now you can't get him back.
I appreciate it.
It's the third rule of broadcasting. You'd go off on a tangent.
And that was basically it.
All right. So you're naked. No. You were, stepped off the scale and boom, the place.
No, walking back into the main clubhouse, and I feel this hot rush of air hit me in the back.
And I'm thinking, and it wasn't anyone's breath. Bill, you looking good back here.
And it wasn't Ted Simmons.
No. I'm all alone feeling this hot breath on my back.
I want to remind you that there were many people that got badly hurt in this explosion.
I know, but thank God
I'm glad you're making.
Bill Schroeder wasn't.
I'm glad you're making light of the situation.
All right.
No, that is funny.
Even 25 years later,
a hot rush of air on your back,
and I see this orange flash go by me. Yeah. Okay. And I got burned on my face, my chest, and the top of my head. My hair was smoking. And I never got burned on my back.
Your back is smoking.
My back is smoking. See, B.A., I knew it was going to come to this.
That's terrible.
Didn't I tell you?
I hear about that. That is awful. We're horrified. We're completely mortified by our own behavior.